producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So the question, of course, is whether Chris O'Brien is an alien abductee. But I have a quick question to ask Dr. David Jacobs. And that is, why, if you have these hybrids instead of hybrids, these alien-human creatures, why introduce them to the population when they're a bit older? Wouldn't you want to train them from early childhood to be like us?
Well, they can't live here as a child. They have to be taken care of because they are basically human until they are old enough to be on their own. They can't. But even then, they're not on their own. They're moving into apartments in groups of twos and threes and sometimes fours. So they're together. I discussed this a little bit, too, in terms of their ability to control people. My guess is by the time they reach the hybrid stage, it's a little bit more difficult for them to control people who are, let's just say, out of control. People who are angry at them or something like that. So they have to do it in concert. And there's a certain amount of evidence for that that I'll bring up in the book. But the fact is that you just can't have kids wandering around with no parents, and you can't have parents saying, "Where'd this kid come from?" You know, there's logic to that. Age 17, 18, 19, whatever they are, seems fine. Now, did you ask me a question about finding out physically whether they were here or not? Was that a question that was asked or not?
Well, it's going to be.
I don't think
you've asked it yet. Well, but yeah, we've got, I must say, we have 40 or 50 questions in our question bank.
Sure.
I must say, David, you've brought out, this is the most voluminous question thread I think I've seen in quite some time. So, so I'm sure that's one of the questions that's in there.
Well, it's the star of the book, Walking Among Us, is named Betsy. Betsy was really quite aware of what was going on. She knew that things were happening, and she became sort of really, really good at remembering things after they had happened. Now, you know, she didn't remember them right afterwards, but with a little bit of my help, even through the internet, she would remember. She knew where one for a hybrid lived that she had been taking, or a hybrid lived where she'd been helping. And she took a picture of his apartment house. And then she took a picture of the cross sheets where it was right next to. She lived about 125 miles away. And one day I went up there, and I found the apartment house. And I found the streets. And I knew where the second floor is, where this Hubert lived. And I had cameras with me and binoculars. It was in an absolutely residential area. There was no stores at all anywhere around. So I had to park in front of somebody's house, you know. And I just sat there. I didn't want to park right by the parking lot or in the parking lot for fear that they might. I just wanted to be away from it. It was good enough. I waited to see if anybody walked in from the parking lot or into the parking lot or whatever, up the stairs into the second floor of this apartment. It was only two floors of this building. And see if they went into that section of the which only had a couple of apartments. So I waited and waited and waited and waited and I waited and I waited and I waited and I sat there in the car and I waited for about 5 hours. Nobody ever came up the steps. Then I noticed that a school bus pulled up behind me on a cross street and let out a whole bunch of kids into the sidewalk. And I thought to myself, you know, if I sit here any longer, I'm going to be arrested.
Oh, no.
Here's an old man with photographic equipment and all that waiting for little kids to walk by, you know. Oh, God. So I stayed around for a little bit longer, and then I went home, you know. And
I was hoping to hear that one of the kids walked up into the apartment.
No, he was. That would have been interesting, but no. So I never did see anybody who lived there, and I tried. There was another larger complex that I I drove in and only more recently, actually, just to see if there was anybody odd, anybody average walking around. And I saw a lot of average people, but there's just no way of knowing, no way of telling who's an abduct, who's a hubris and who isn't. You can't really. Although I got a lot of really suspicious.
Well, that's unfortunate because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of readers of your book that are going to be having problems falling asleep at night and start questioning new people in their social circle. But here's a good question from Eric the Red, one of our posters at Forum.theParacast.com. He's got about a dozen questions here, but this is a very good one. He writes, if humans are being abducted by aliens, then surely this is possibly the most important story in human history. I mean, it's probably, if it's true. Yet when one hears any number of abduction accounts, it's remarkable how infrequently the alleged abductees express a determination to prove to others that it's actually happening to them. Why isn't the first or second thing out of their mouths that they've rigged their rooms with cameras or invited investigators to spy on their bedrooms or produce some kind of evidence that doesn't admit an alternative or mundane explanation? And he ends this question, if abductions are exclusively psychological in origin, then this is exactly what one would expect. Sidelining an empirical approach, perhaps due to unconscious desire that the abductee's fantastic tale does not actually have a basis in reality. So in other words, what he's saying is, how come these people that you hear about and in the hundreds of people that have been regressed and worked with investigators and researchers like yourself, what percentage of them actually attempt, before they contact you, to come up with physical evidence that can ascertain the veracity of their claims?
Well, first of all, 95% of all abductees don't know they're abductees. They know that they lead weird lives, and they know they've had weird experiences, and they've seen dead people at the foot of their bed, and they've seen angels and demons.
But wait a minute. Didn't they go to an abduction researcher to find out what's going on? That doesn't make sense.
No, they don't. They don't know they're abductees, and there's no reason to come and see me. Then there are people who have bleed-through memories. This is a phenomenon that is not 100% certain. So they, 100% in terms of a certainty in terms of their abilities to act. These are living sentient beings, and they make errors. And I have a section about the error rate actually in the book as well. And the errors are that people see other people being abducted. That's an error. That shouldn't happen. And there's lots of other errors as well. So bleed-through memories can be considered an error, but it's so low that it doesn't affect the society in any way. So the people come to me who know something is really wrong and it's interfering with their lives to a certain extent. They're thinking about how one time they were – here's a case, for example. A woman and her boyfriend were doing some rock climbing at a national park, and they climbed up a certain distance, and something strange happened. And the next thing they remember, they were running into the parking lot, and it was like 2 or 3 hours later, and they wondered, how did they get there, and why did they – when they got into – the guy was actually driving a pickup truck. When they got into the truck, why were they there, and what happened, and how did they get down off the rock climbing? That neither of them knew. That's not possible. And so, there's things like that bleed through, that begin to interfere with a person's life, and they become frightened. They think maybe they are mixed up with it. They put a gun underneath their pillow. Of course, in this day and age, everybody's got a gun under their pillow, I guess.
Or at least we're told by the NRA that we should have a gun under our pillow, maybe
right.
Three or four, and maybe a few in the drawer.
Yeah.
Now, when I first started doing this research, the first thing I thought of was camera. We'll put a camera in their bedroom. See? So that was early on with Melissa, the very first person I ever worked with. I bought a video camera. Now, this was 1986. It was a black and white camera. And I had a VCR and I put it on, the longest running tape you could get at the slowest speed so she could sleep all 8 hours. And I gave her a bunch of tapes, and she could look through each tape and decide what she wanted to give me. I wasn't interested in anything going on. If she's got a boyfriend, I didn't care about that.
Let's figure out what kind of results they got or didn't get.
Now, with Dr. David Jacobs and Jean and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Oh, we have that weird extraterrestrial voice. Okay, so this person is equipped with equipment to allow them to take pictures of the abduction experience, Dr. Jacobs.
30 years ago.
Right. Sure, yeah. So it'd be a video camera.
It's a video camera attached to a VCR.
Right.
They have to turn on at night, and then they can sift through whatever they want me to see, and obviously stuff that they don't want me to see. So all up to them. I didn't care. So what you see is somebody did this. A whole bunch of people actually went through this, and you see them getting up in the middle of the night, and they're walking over to the camera and turning it off, followed by an abduction. Or you see them getting up in the middle of the night and walking in and out of the room, followed by an abduction. Or they say to themselves, oh, nothing's going to happen tonight. I won't turn that camera on at all, you know. So we never could get anything on camera. But
well, with the state of miniaturization of technology, right now we have the capability with motion detection and infrared and miniaturization of cameras and with, you know, actual data storage devices. You could hardwire a house for very little money that would be triggered by any sort of motion, that would be triggered by any sort of variation in energy levels in the house. I mean, it's literally not rocket science anymore. If I was really involved to the depth that you are and other investigators are in this particular phenomenon, I'd take my best cases and I would have them wired for sound, infrared, audio, whatever sort of energetic properties might change, with EM meters that are record on demand, record on whatever, however you want to trigger it. This type of technology, 30 years after you first tried it, is very affordable. It's extremely reliable, and I would think that this would be a major part of your investigative work. Try to get physical, irrefutable, visual, and other types of data to support the claims of these individuals.
And you would have to do it without their knowledge.
Without the abductee's knowledge?
Yes. Now you run into ethical problems.
Well, wait a minute. I don't understand. Why couldn't they just agree to that and then go about their business?
Their friends, the aliens, would know. They'd know what they'd been up to. They would understand. And so what you'd see is you'd see an abductee, just like I saw, getting up in the middle of the night and going not to another room, but outside or wherever, or getting away from whatever is being.
I disagree. I mean, you could have every exit to every house with a pinhole camera. I mean, you could have everything. Totally.
As long as they know it, it's a problem. However,
well, all you have to do is say, do I have permission to do this? And will you sign this document
yes.
that gives me permission to do this? And I don't have to tell you where these devices are located.
Right.
Okay, if they were able to go and turn something off when they should not know how to do that or where to go to do that, that's major proof right there.
Absolutely.
So why isn't this being done?
Listen, I'm a historian, and there's only so much I can do in my life.
Well, I would think that you would be going the extra mile to ascertain the situation in a way that will provide you with irrefutable hard data and physical evidence that would support the claims of these hundreds and hundreds of people. The average skeptic
Absolutely.
And scientist would look at this and say, well, you know, there's ways to do this. W.C. Levengood came up with a great idea. Why not put ungerminated seeds in rollers in a woman's hair and see what effect you have on the seeds in terms of their physiological properties once an abduction occurrence has happened, and base it against a control group taken from the same plant, that sort of thing. There's really creative ways to go about this in terms of being a researcher and in a field investigator. This is these are real events is what you're saying, and what the abductees are saying. These are real events, so there are ways to ascertain the level of reality.
Get me a team with enough money and enough wherewithal to do that.
And
let's
do this for how long? I mean,
I have specialized in doing hypnosis with abductees. Now, having said that, there was one incident in which we were going to put, this was in the VCR days, a tiny little camera in a person's window that they would not know of, focusing on her bedroom or whatever, that would be attached to a recorder that went down the stairs to an apartment below. The woman below was ready for this. The abductee did not know it and record everything that went on, at least during the night. I had funding to do this, and the woman involved with it had no knowledge of it, and it was going to be done by it was going to happen in Ohio. The local researcher there was going to install this equipment himself Everything was ready. Somebody found out about it, called our benefactor. He pulled out because she had found out, and nobody was supposed to know, not the abductee, but another person who had talked with this researcher in Ohio. And he pulled out, therefore I pulled out, and I had to call the abductee and tell her what we had been planning for her. And she was unbelievably angry. Not at us, not at me, but at this woman.
You learn from your mistakes, David. You learn from your mistakes. There are ways to do this.
Stop. She was angry at the woman who had interfered with her life. She was all set to do it. Everything was ready. She was angry that this woman had thrown a monkey wrench into the works. That's as close as we ever came. You can chastise me all you want.
No, I'm not chastising. I'm just saying that there are ways to get to the bottom of the physicality of this.
Yes.
And I don't see it being done.
There's all that. Do it.
Okay, Dr. Jacobs.
Yes.
There are less expensive ways now for us to do things like this. And I'm sure that the listeners of the Paracast, we have people here who could possibly volunteer to be of assistance in something like this. Because the thing is here is we have lots of anecdotal reports. It may be 100% consistent, 90% consistent. Painting a picture that we have hybrid or hybrid aliens here, and they're infiltrating us, and they have some kind of purpose in mind for doing so, we think. I'm going to ask you about that in a moment. There's surely a way to test this, to have the equipment there so that when somebody is being abducted, we see the physical effects. If there are physical effects, we ought to find a way to see them.
Well, there are physical effects on people's bodies.
Yes, there are, but sometimes people could say, well, those things may be the result of something else, an accident, psychology,
yeah,
that kind of thing. But
I know what
we're
you
talking
mean.
About seeing the event as it takes place.
It would be wonderful. I would take that. I work with people right now. The only three people I'm working with right now are in another country, and I don't work with anybody I can get to very closely. I may not even work again anymore. I'm getting long in the tooth. I'm old. I want to watch television all day long, and there's got to be other people who can do this. I'm more than willing to help them in any way do this. I'll be happy to do that.
Let me do the break here. We'll go into more of this. We have Dr. David Jacobs. Anyone out there want to pick up on his research, move it to the next level, test the research and the results? With Gene and Chris, you're in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You know, this is one of the most important things that we've come up with here, because you're a layman, you're a history professor, you're not a scientist, and I gather you're trying to do the best you can, but at this point, we have all these stories, and we need to put it together and find evidence of what is going on. Have you ever personally met up with a so-called hybrid?
Not that I know of.
Would you even know? I mean, if you saw somebody in the street or in the local Circle K or the Starbucks, would you recognize them?
No.
Geez, I've met a few people that where I had some real serious questions about.
Well, that's true. The other thing is here, if I took him to the local doctor, they broke a leg, and the doctor at the emergency room gives him some x-rays, would the x-ray show a totally human person?
Yes, except that wouldn't happen.
Why would that happen?
Because the broken leg would be fixed immediately.
You mean because they're being monitored, and ET would come down and fix it?
No, it's not that they're being monitored. They have communication that we don't. It's not that they're spending 100% of the time here because we don't know what they do at night or when they're not around an abductee. So the question is, what percentage of the time do they spend here? Is it 100% or is it 90% or 80% or 70% where they go up to the UFO? My guess is that if there was a broken arm or something like that, they go up to the UFO, have it fixed immediately, and come right back down.
Okay, but what if they're knocked unconscious?
What's that?
What if they're not unconscious?
I have no idea.
That's getting into pure speculation, Gene.
Sure.
But I want to know, Dr. Jacobs, is how extensive in the past, we're talking 12 years since you first got an inkling of this type of agenda, potential agenda going on, how much effort has been done except for you staking out that one apartment, to identify an actual hybrid and somehow gain genetic material. If you could gain the genetic material of just one of these entities, that would be slam dunk scientific evidence that would totally vindicate any questions that people have about your work.
Well, that would be great. That would be the gold standard. What we want is DNA in some way. I have two different hairs from hybrids, but not the bulb. And without the bulb, you can't. Without the roots, you can't do anything with it. Basically, I've been round and round about this business for a long time. I want that. In fact, people have sent me. Sometimes these beings will use a dye, and people have sent me pink clothes that were pink. They've sent me clothes and sheets and pillowcases that were sort of light coffee colored, and I've had them analyzed. Nobody knows what they are.
Hold on, what do you mean? Nobody knows what is?
Well, what you're doing is you're testing for an unknown, and if you you want to know what this liquid was or is that's on this clothes of a person who was abducted, when you test for an unknown, then it's almost impossible to figure it out because all they can do is test for unknown. It's not coffee.
Well, so you have actual physical evidence that cannot test out to some logical or mundane explanation in terms
correct.
Of what it is.
That is correct, but that doesn't mean anything just because people don't know, because chemists don't know what it is, doesn't mean it's not something that is normal. It doesn't mean that.
Yeah, but that's big. I mean, that's a step in the right direction as far as.
I've done this several times and I have had it analyzed, and it's almost impossible to test for an unknown, because what happens with chemists is they have different liquids that they'll have a teaspoon of that, a teaspoon of this, and a teaspoon of something else, and they put it in and then they patent it.
Right. Yeah. I understand how the process goes, but you know, for instance, some sort of metallic slag dribbling from a distressed disc. Going under analysis and finding a metallic substance that's not known in the periodic table would be an example of an unknown that can be tested for and determined to be not of this planet. Right. So, I mean, there are ways around that particular scenario of just saying, well, we can't figure out what it is, so...
No, I'm only dealing with the evidence that I have personally.
Right, I understand that.
I'm not dealing with evidence I don't have. I mean, obviously, the sky's the limit with evidence you don't have.
Right, and I understand that. And you know, I'm not chastising you. I'm saying I'm doing is agreeing that there is a way to look at something that tests out as an unknown and looking at it and determining, you know, the degree of how unknown it is, if you will. We need, you know, gosh, I can't believe it, Gene. This show has really flown by. We're down to our last two segments, David. And I've got, you know, like I said, 40, 50 questions. I want to at least get to a couple of them. You mentioned analyzing data, analyzing evidence. Burnt State, one of our, you know, real... very up to speed and shrewd posters, is interested in a number here. And that is, what percentage of your clients have identified any sort of mental health concerns, have a history of mental health concerns, any sort of sexual assault or sexual abuse as part of their past history? Have you made a determination of possible extenuating environmental circumstances that may or you know, that may have somehow impacted their you know, their personal history and their story?
No, for people who have very serious, I try to weed out people who have mental problems. I have been unsuccessful a couple of times.
Well, how about sexual abuse and sexual assault?
Sexual abuse, yeah, that happens. I've worked with people who thought they were sexually abused. We looked at the event, and they weren't sexually abused. I've looked at people who thought they were sexually abused.
No, I mean just mundane, like my stepdaddy, used to fondle me in my bedroom, that sort of thing.
People have told me that. They know the difference between that and the abduction phenomenon.
Right, but what percentage of people have had those types of experiences in their past?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Just a few, really,
That would be an exception as opposed to some sort of
I'm thinking one, Yeah, one, two, three, I don't know, maybe five or so. It's not, you know, it's not that usual. But when people are sexually abused as children, they remember it. They remember it starting when they were 6 years old and going to 14 years old, and it was their father, stepfather, or their brother, or whatever it was, and they told them at 14 that, you know, they're going to call the police if they kept doing it, and blah, blah, blah. They know all that sort of stuff.
Right. Well, I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying, how many actually divulge that kind of information to you?
Oh, they're not ashamed to divulge that kind of information.
Right, right.
This is a phenomenon where...
So you're saying that's very few out of the whole number.
Yes. People, you have to remember, this is a reproductively oriented phenomenon. So I will be asking them questions that are very intimate questions for anybody, for male or female.
That leads me to Bernstein's second question. Do you have any concerns regarding the inherent problems involved in the intimacies involved with male hypnotists exploring female stories of alien sex and reproduction? And how do you safeguard yourself and the subject to ensure that neither of you will be taken advantage of during a very complex relationship between patient and doctor, especially when you're seeing them frequently and they kind of, you know, I would think the intimacy and the level of candor probably increases. That's a good question. I mean, how do you address those concerns, or do you have concerns?
I don't have concerns, and neither do people who I work with.
Wow, cool.
Simple as that. In terms of one particular person, she used, well, I won't go into it. I had one problem with one person. All the rest I never had a problem with. They understand immediately that this is a reproductively oriented phenomenon. They know that. I'm not interested in reproduction for them. I'm only interested in the procedures that are being administered to them.
Let's do our break here, because we have one more segment left and we'll have to move quickly. And I have a very significant question to ask that kind of sums it up a bit. With Dr. David Jacobs and Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution. There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So let's move into our final segment here with Dr. David Jacobs. We're talking about aliens walking amongst us, and we want to know what the end game is here. So, Dr. Jacobs, do you have any idea, based on the work you've done, how widespread this phenomenon is? How many hybrids are there on Earth?
And what's the agenda?
Yeah, the first question is, how many are there? How many of them are here? And the answer is, I don't know, of course. However, if I discovered this happening in my corner of southeastern Pennsylvania, that means the possibility that this is the very first place and the first time that they are putting hybrids down here, that's impossible.
Yeah, well, it's billions to one.
Yeah, so therefore, it's happening everywhere. If I found it here, it's happening everywhere. The second question was what again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, what does E.T. want to do with us?
I'm calling this, for want of a better phrase and for want of a better idea, planetary acquisition. This, because this is global, and because the amount of energy and material and beings involved, which is a whole other world how this happens, and because it's intergenerational, I think that this is, in fact, a takeover, a planetary takeover.
Well, it's got a long bell curve involved here. Why don't they just abduct Rupert Murdoch or the Koch brothers or, some of the Rothschilds, or perhaps, I could go comedic here, Kim Kardashian, maybe reduce the size of her ass and blow everybody's mind. I mean, you could have religious miracles that would have much more impact in an immediate way, apparent religious miracles. You get where I'm going with this. I mean, to me, this seems like an extremely just long-term, just incremental process of slowly, as like a parasite, like a mistletoe on a juniper tree. It just slowly takes the whole tree over. Wouldn't one or one key person in society, why not strike at the root, the taproot of the culture to change it? Why go through this whole thing with people in trailer parks and working at Walmart or a lot of middle-aged housewives that I think might need a life. Pardon me if that insults anyone. It just seems that the people that are being selected to enact this huge takeover or change are the least likely people to have any sort of influence on the rest of the culture. There's a disconnect going on here.
Yeah, before you answer, David, we have maybe 6 minutes for your answer. So I don't want to rush you, but that's how it is. Go ahead.
Well, the problem here is that you are what I said before was that a person, these people are not abducted because their mother or their father were not abductees. That applies. That's the end of it. Are there people in the government who are abductees? Probably. Are there people who live in trailers? Probably. Are there people who are middle class? Probably. Are there people who have PhDs and LLDs and all the rest of that stuff, as I described before? Yes. For some reason or another, Chris, you've forgotten about all that. This is an intergenerational phenomenon, and it's rigidly so. People are not.
I'm an experiencer, David. So I'm not just coming at this from a complete skeptical viewpoint.
But you're asking the why question then, and the why question can't be answered in this area. We don't know enough. Abductees don't know enough, and therefore I don't know. We don't know why this phenomenon is happening. I don't know why, if this is planetary acquisition, and I think it is, this is the change, I don't know why they are doing it. The only ones who know why are the insect-like ones, who I call insectolins. They are the order givers, and everybody else is an order taker. The reptilians, which people on the internet seem to be fascinated with to a degree that is beyond my imagination, are sometimes reported. That's all.
Just ask Pamela Stonebrook.
They are sometimes reported, but most of the people don't report them sometimes ever, but most of them are reported once in a while. But I go into this in the book to show probably what their role is in this phenomenon. However, this is a dedicated program. People who are abductees just happen to be born into that family, and it has nothing to do with people who are smart or people who are dumb or people who are in the government or critical individuals. Right. You got to think about it in terms of time.
Well, the thing that I get from listening to you is that this has to be a takeover from within. So alien hybrids are integrated with society. They take leadership positions, and over time, through their influence or extra resources, they control us. Does that mean
leadership positions? I mean, that's like going to Vegas and playing a slot machine.
Sure.
You don't have to be a leader if you are the general population and you can control other people. And the thing is, you have to understand, time is on their sides. If this has been going on for almost 100 years, then it is possible that these beings live for very long periods of time and they're not in a rush. Time is on their side. Time is relative. For us, we measure time and how long we live, basically. And something as 200 years long is a long time that we will not be able to see. Scientists today are trying to extend our lives to an average of 100 years, and eventually they might extend their lives to an average of 200, and eventually
right.
they
well,
might...
Well, then you have Enoch and Methuselah and, you know, some of the ancient biblical characters who supposedly lived centuries. I just throw that out there.
I wouldn't go that far. Now you're going into the evidence-free zone, but the fact is, though, that you have to assume that time is on their side, and it doesn't mean as much to them as it does to us.
Okay, but that's a fast question. We have a minute left or so. Can we stop it, or is this inevitable? Will we wake up our descendants 200 years from now, and we're controlled by ET for whatever reason?
You know, there's a guy named Michael Menken. Michael Menken makes hats that are filled with a Velostat lining, sort of plastic lining, that abductees say stops abductions. If it stops any abductions at all, that's one guy who thought of that. What we need is a large number of scientists and academics who can put their minds together and figure out how to stop the abduction phenomenon.
Well, at least ascertain if it's real.
Or ascertain if it's real or whatever the hell they have to do, fine. We don't have that. In fact, right now, there is more hostility towards the subject in the academic and scientific community than ever before in history. And it's not just the abductions. It's UFOs as well. When I talk at UFO conferences, I don't see a lot of younger people coming in, learning about it. They're not interested in UFOs. It's all for, I think for most people now, it's just a matter of popular culture that they see on the History Channel or TLC or whatever it is, you know. It just becomes sort of background noise.
There is a certain degree of hostility to this point of view in our forums. We saw that. And that's why we asked you a lot of questions to get around different aspects of this. Okay, would you tell our listeners, Dr. David Jacobs, where they can go to find more information about this and more subjects?
Well, I have a website called UFO Abduction, singular, no S, UFOabduction.com. You can click through to go to Amazon.com for the books. Right. You can learn a little bit about my work, although it hasn't been changed in about 1,000 years, but a little bit about my work there. However, in each book that I've written, I've recapped what's been written before, and so they can find out sort of how I do it. I do wish that I could, you know, bug somebody's room and not having them know it and all the rest of that stuff. And it's possible I could probably do something like that in the future, but I would like to have help.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
I mean, it's just me. There's Yvonne Smith in Los Angeles, and there's Jed Turnbull in New York City, and there's Kathleen Martin in Florida, and there's a few others. But there aren't many people who have done this either and who do abduction work. We need to have scientists and academics come into the phenomenon and understand the importance of it and deal with it as best they can.
Thank you very much, Dr. Jacobs. You can find us on Twitter. Look for The Paracast. Check out The Paracast on Twitter. Also, check out our premium package with a lifetime membership. Check out The Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Subscriptions start at just $5 a month. We have a low-cost lifetime membership plan that we highly recommend. You get the ad-free version of this show, the exclusive After the Paracast podcast, video content coming soon. For long-term subscriptions, we give away free e-books from Chris O'Brien, plus.theparacast.com. Dr. David Jacobs, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.